Good morning with Jade, 91.1 Hot Property. We're talking all things real estate and property. In here this morning, Mel Cayley from Optawise joining me too. Now, Mel, I said before the break, I want to stamp out stamp duty. We hate stamp duty. I'm going to use the strong hate word this morning. But stamp duty sucks, let's face it.
Absolutely.
It was meant to be, we were meant to get rid of it, or abolished. I love that word, so political. We were supposed to abolish stamp duty, what? Back when the GST came in, what are we, 2000?
No. 2000, yeah, so, you know, 24 years ago.
Right, and it somehow just flew under the radar. Now, and it does hinder, we've talked about this, if you go to buy a property, you get this ugly, dirty extra payment you've got to make of stamp duty, which is a lot.
A lot.
Now, this came out during the week, much to my delight, from the REIQ. Love the REIQ. They are talking about Federal Housing Minister Claire O'Neill has come out in support for stamp duty, well, abolishing stamp duty, saying it's a bad tax and it needs to be phased out. So, look, this is obviously pretty cool. You know, obviously the REIQ have said stamp duty presents a considerable barrier to those wanting to buy their first home, for retirees seeking to downsize their family home, anyone really who buys. Is this a good thing or is this just sort of a bit of, you know, type?
Yeah, look, we're going into, it's a bit like throwing Labor government under the, let me start all of that again. Well, the feds have just thrown their Queensland counterparts under the bus, right? So stamp duty is like crack. The Queensland government particularly, but all state governments are absolutely addicted to it.
Well, they make so much money.
They do. Huge amounts of money, right? And it's not supposed to exist. So it was supposed to be abolished, as you mentioned. The challenge you've got is we're going into a federal election as well. And so a lot of focus on the current Prime Minister's purchase.
yeah, that's right. You know, so, I wonder how much his stamp duty was.
Yeah, that's right. And so what they're trying to do is, no, we're trying to help with the housing crisis. So it's really easy to say we want to stop a tax that's not ours.
So it goes
to the state coffers. So
it's a state. Yeah, because it's a
state tax.
And so it varies from state to state.
It's the federal minister that says we should get rid of it. So state will hang on to that as much as they can. In Victoria, they've actually said in certain environments, so for high density on transport nodes off the plan, we're willing to drop stamp duty to encourage that kind of development, which is a great idea. But they should be wiping it because we need all kinds of homes built everywhere across the country now, particularly here in Queensland. So they should be wiping it across the board. They should be looking at how they're supposed to be managing without that. But like I said, 24 years later, they've increased it, not decreased it. So it's easy from the cheap seats at Federals to throw state Labor under the bus and say, yeah, we should be getting rid of this. They're not probably going to do anything about it. The current government is, you know, wanting to spend that money on school lunches to try and buy votes as opposed to actually fix the housing crisis. So,
All right. It's a Saturday morning, Mel.
Well, people are heading to the polling booth, so they need to know these
things. Well, that's actually true. That is actually true. Yeah. And look, yeah, it is. It's a disgusting tax. We don't like it. It's just one of many things. The first thing my brain does is go, you know what? They'll probably just bring in something else because it's such a massive amount of money that they make off stamp duty that surely they're going to have to find another way to get that same money coming in. So is that usually what happens? We sort of cancel something out over here and then we introduce something over here. It's got to happen, right?
Yeah, that's right. But there are ways to manage it. You know, from a federal level, you know, they could do things around the GST. There's lots of ways that it can be managed, but it needs an overall approach. The key thing is, especially where investors are penalised and we haven't got enough investment properties, it's hard enough for investors coming into the market, and this is stopping everyone, but particularly more rental properties, and yet they blame investors as being part of the problem. It's not the case.
No, it's not. Well, let's talk about investment and negative gearing and a few things around that. I've got Rob from FTA Accountants going to join us next. Hope you're having a cracking Saturday out there. Jade hanging out with you this morning. Hot Property.